U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials are in Moscow this week to work out more details on the treaty for managing the polar bear population that roams between the U.S. and Russia. The treaty allows native groups on both sides of the Chukchi Sea to harvest bears for subsistence. But implementing that aspect of the treaty has been difficult, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Since the polar bear treaty was signed in 2000, things haven't gone exactly according to plan. But that doesn't seem to faze Rosa Meehan, head of the Marine Mammals Division of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage.
I mean, it's one thing for diplomats to get together in a room and sign a piece of paper. In fact, the hard work comes when you try and interpret what that piece of paper means so that it is a successful management strategy.
One of the main tenets of that management strategy is a legal subsistence harvest of the bears for native groups in Russia and Alaska that live on the Chukchi Sea. The harvest limit for both countries was set at 58 bears in 2010, but the quota still hasn't been implemented. Meehan says that's partly because the bilateral commission is breaking new ground in Russia.
The commission is made up of a federal commissioner and of a native commissioner. So there's explicit involvement of the native peoples on both sides in the decision-making process. The Russians haven't done business that way before.
Meehan wants natives in Chukotka to be able to harvest polar bears legally because illegal poaching there is such a big concern. She says poachers may harvest as many as 300 polar bears a year in Russia. That figure isn't sustainable for the population. But Meehan says a small subsistence take is, and she hopes a legal quota will give residents a reason to help keep the poaching in check.
You know, you're never going to get enough law enforcement present out in every place out there. Having people, the local people, invested in the management, part of the management, and having the management be transparent, we think is the best way to develop a general support for a legal harvest and an interest in maintaining it.
The Chukchi Sea polar bears appear to be doing well. Eric Regeer has been studying the population for 4 years. Each spring, he captures dozens of bears on the ice, takes samples, measurements, and weights, and then releases them. His data is still preliminary, but overall, he's been surprised at how healthy the bears seem.
They're in good body condition. They're pretty fat. We've also seen signs of really strong reproduction. So a lot of not only new cubs, but also yearlings and two-year-olds and then sub-adult bears that are being recruited, that are coming up into the adult population.
In the southern Beaufort Sea, it's a different story. Those bears are already suffering the effects of global warming. But the Chukchi Sea is a much more productive environment, and the bears appear to be benefiting from it. A bear Regeer studied last spring even set a new weight record for a polar bear captured for science. That male weighed in at 1,370 pounds. And Regeer says in the fall, it would have tipped the scales at 1,600 to 1,700 pounds.
It was a really neat thing for us to see. And as you can imagine, it was a real challenge, because in order to know how, we knew that this was a large bear, but of course we collect a lot of information. We measure the bear, we take biological samples. We also have to weigh the bear. And so if you can picture two biologists out there 100 miles offshore on the frozen Chukchi Sea trying to physically weigh a polar bear that weighs almost 1,400 pounds, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, but it was definitely worth it and definitely interesting.
But the Chukchi Sea has experienced some of the largest sea ice loss in the Arctic, and so Regeer expects the polar bears there to suffer down the road when the sea ice has retreated so much the bears have no way to reach their seal prey. The U.S. wants to begin implementing the polar bear subsistence quota early next year. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.